Blog Talk Radio.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton Small Business Protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today's franchise interview shout out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dave Claflin, the founder of Fastest Labs, the nation's leading drug testing franchise. And Fastest Labs currently has 20-plus locations in 8 states, with sights set on becoming the largest drug testing franchise in America. And we're going to talk to Dave about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dave Claflin, the founder of Fastest Labs, the nation's leading drug testing franchise. And Fastest Labs currently has 20-plus locations in 8 states, with sights set on becoming the largest drug testing franchise in America. Hi, Dave. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Doing fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's great to have you on the show, Dave. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
From the great state of Texas in San Antonio.
Oh, fantastic. How's the weather there today, Dave?
You know, actually, I just got off of a plane, and we landed just in time for massive thunderstorms. So
Really? It
is raining and lightning like you wouldn't believe it.
Oh,
we got on the ground.
Well, that happens there a lot in Texas, doesn't it?
occasionally,
that's
yes.
Something. Well, this is interesting, Dave. We've been doing this show now for over 10 years. You know, we've done 525 shows, and we've never had your type of franchise on the show. So I was really excited to have you on the show today. Maybe you could tell our listeners, what is Fastest Labs? How do you describe the concept?
Yeah, well, Fastest Labs, as a concept, it's a drug testing franchise. And so what we do is we do drug and alcohol and DNA testing for not only B2B, business to business, but also for the C2B, the consumer to business. A lot of time folks, they're needing services such as drug and alcohol testing for court or probation or child custody. There's a lot of reasons why people need them personally. But we specialize in taking care of the B2B, folks that need it for pre-employment, random, post-accident. That's really the niche that we've been serving.
And, you know, it was interesting. I was reading, Dave, it was kind of disturbing, I guess, that it said drug use in the American workforce is up. I mean, is there any reasons for that?
You know, I would think that with unemployment, continuing to be the way it is, there's probably a lot of folks that it's a way that they cope.
Mm-hmm.
But it's as the population grows, obviously the drug use is going to grow as well.
Right. So maybe we talk a little bit about, some of the services that you offer at Fastest Labs, Dave.
Absolutely. The most popular services we have are drug testing. And these are going to be things that people ask about all the time is what's the most popular type of testing we do?
Right.
One of them is what's called a rapid drug screen. And these are what are called 10 and 12 panels cup test. And what these are is they look like an instant test. And literally we get the results in 2 to 3 minutes. And it covers 10 to 12 families of the most common abused drugs in the USA. The nice thing about these cups is we're the only ones that have a private label cup. So these are manufactured just for us. They're FDA approved. And so we're the only ones with this type of cup.
That's fantastic. I mean, how did you get the idea to start the company, Dave? It sounds very clever.
Well, my background, we were actually franchisees in two other systems before we started this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was we were Mary Maid's cleaning franchisees. We were the youngest franchisees in their system.
Wow.
We joined when we were 24 and 25 years old, my wife and I. We did that for 13 years and got into another franchise system called Worldwide Express based out of Dallas. And we did that for 10 years. And while I was out cold calling for that business, I ran across a drug testing company and went in there and visited with the gentleman. And he told me all about his business. And I just thought this is a great concept and realized that it's one of the few industries that has not really been franchised in the way that we could franchise. So that's where it came from, is just seeing that there was a need, that there wasn't a franchise that covered this segment well.
Right.
And you know, the rest is, it was just getting out there and starting one up and going for it.
It's great that you have the background in franchising, Dave, too. It's kind of sometimes it's unusual, as you probably know, that the franchisor, had that franchisee experience. So I imagine you can certainly empathize with your franchisees, can't you?
Well, sure. We know what it's like to take a business from zero in sales to having a successful business and running it for 13 years as part of a well-developed system. So we feel like we were well-trained with the Mary Maid's model.
Mm-hmm.
They were just top-notch from a operational standpoint. We loved being with them, but we knew it was a stepping stone business. And that's why we went with a franchise again, is because to have good systems in place and just replicate what the franchise system already does well, we realized that if we could do drug testing better than anyone else, we could start franchising it. And so we have a niche that we decided to franchise, and that is that most people, when they go for a simple drug screen, they go in and they're there for 45 minutes to an hour just waiting to get a screening. And that's done at a medical clinic or, Quest or LabCorp.
Right.
And those guys do a great job. It's just it's going to be a bit of a wait. We decided, well, we'll just test people within 5 minutes of their arrival, and that's what they'll expect.
That's great.
That's the name Fastest Labs.
Right.
The second part is that we, with that rapid screen technology I was telling you about, those private label cups we have, we can send those results usually before their employee or the candidate or whoever it is getting the drug screen, before they leave our parking lot, they're getting the test results to their email. And then
that's incredible.
Lastly, the last part, and we call this our Fastest Labs X Factor, which is see people within 5 minutes, test them immediately, and then third, meet or beat our competitors' pricing because we're non-medical.
Mm-hmm.
It allows
right.
us to have lower operating costs, lower overhead. We don't have to have medically trained staff or have to deal with HIPAA or sharps containers or biohazardous waste. So all of those things bring our costs down so we can be more competitive and then still beat everybody on speed and turnaround.
What's been the response been like, from the customers, Dave? I mean, imagine it seems like it's a win-win for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, the customers love it because they know they don't have to have an appointment. They don't have to call ahead. They don't have to wait. We have several testing rooms. So as soon as they get here, one of the testing technicians will take them back, and we treat them really, really well. It's not like walking into a medical environment with, the white or the gray walls, and you check in with a lady behind
right.
the sliding glass door and put your name on a list. We literally come out and greet you in the waiting room and get you water and then bring you back immediately, get you tested and in and out.
That's fantastic. How many locations are you up to today, Dave, and what states or what geographic regions are you part of right now?
Yeah, we have 22 franchise locations right now. We're in Denver, in Fort Collins. I'm not going to tell you every single city, but
we're in
Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio. We're in Atlanta and Mississippi. We're in Boston now. Massachusetts. We're in Pittsburgh, but we're in a ton of cities here in Texas as well.
Right.
We're in eight states, and it looks like we're going to be coming soon to about five more.
Wow.
Very quickly.
That's great. So it is kind of the franchise is kind of spread out or spreading out anyway throughout the country, which, you know, I think is fantastic. You know, it does typically happen where, you know, once you start franchising within your area, you know, but it sounds like, you know, you're kind of spread out, which, you know, I think is fantastic. How is Fastest Labs able to stand out in such a, I guess we could call this a, safe to say, a large industry, Dave?
I would think that the reason we stand out is because it's just a, it's not the usual. It's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a customer
right.
experience. And so what we've realized is that people want microwave popcorn. You know, they don't want to have to wait. They don't want to go in. They want to drive through. They want everything quick. And so when we were building the brand, we realized by naming it Fastest Labs, one thing is always going to remain the same. People want things fast, and they want it quick. So the way we stand out is we call ourselves clean, fast testing. People love a clean facility. They love when they come in, things are very organized. And as far as, you know, how do we stand out with other franchise organizations,
mm-hmm.
I think an advantage we have is folks realize that we've been where they're starting from. We've started something from scratch before, and we know what it's like to be coached, and we know what it's like to coach. So between our training efforts and our support, we've made a decision that the franchisees and our franchise organization, they come first, and we call them franchise family instead of,
mm-hmm.
you know, franchise owners. It's been a great fit for us because we're very much into making sure that they have what they need at all times and that they're coached and well-trained and they're certified and well-supported. So I feel like that's how we stand out is just
right.
with the training and the technology and the support that they receive.
That's terrific. And the industry, I mean, it must be huge, Dave. I mean, just from a B2B standpoint, you know, I mean, no matter what region you're in, I mean, there's plenty of customers available, you know, and I guess because you are doing something kind of groundbreaking, you know, I mean, are there any numbers on the industry as far as, you know, I guess what the potential would be? I mean, I guess it's got to be way up there, isn't it?
It's a $1.5 billion industry.
Is it
that high? Drug testing alone is.
That's incredible.
And that fact actually comes from the people who do it, obviously, globally, which is Quest Diagnostics. They're by far they're the big guys. And,
right.
They do a great job. But that's, you know, they're saying it's a $1.5 billion industry alone, you know, just from their research. I think it's larger than that, but that's
sure.
a big number.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And considering they have competitors and you know, it'll continue to grow from a diagnostic standpoint because they're continuing to add types of tests that can be performed as well.
And the benefit, you know, that Fastest Labs provides, as you know, Dave, is creating, you know, a safe workplace. Is there I guess we could say like a typical client or who have been, you know, some typical clients, you know, for Fastest Labs?
Yeah, normal clients for us are going to be a lot of attorneys' offices use us for child custody, maybe for DNA paternity testing, immigration, you know, benefits for the children, or they just want to know if this is the father of the child. But the typically, businesses, they utilize us because it's been proven that there's lost productivity in the workplace if you don't have a drug testing program. But you were asking what types of customers. It's a lot of staffing companies, call centers, places that have a lot of turnover or need employees on a regular basis. But then it's safety-sensitive businesses like Department of Transportation, trucking and pipeline and railroad, FAA, transit authority, and then it moves into corporate America, types of customers there. We serve a lot of companies that need it for workplace. It's really more of a safety-sensitive workplaces like
right.
manufacturing companies where people could get hurt if they're under influence, construction companies because they're on the job sites. So it's a pretty vast array of types of customers that utilize us.
It's nice too, Dave, because there's that repeat sale factor, isn't there? You know, I mean, you know, once you're kind of in the door, you know, and someone does become a client, you know, and that company is always hiring new employees or they have to test every so many months. It sounds to me like there's that repeat sale factor within the franchise
yeah.
model.
It's definitely residual. You know, we started this in 2008, and if you can think of a worse time to start a business, I mean, I don't know when it would be.
That's true.
That's when we started. In August of 2008, we started our first clinic. And
wow.
What we found out is that it is residual because, you know, car dealerships, we have 10 car dealerships here in San Antonio that we serve.
Right.
And you know, if somebody wrecks into a car, a porter backs up into another car with, you know, while they're moving them, they have to come get a screening and they have to do pre-employments.
Right.
So what we noticed is that with professional companies, even though people were getting laid off on a regular basis, they were still hiring. What they were doing is it turned into an employer's market instead of an employee's market, where before an employee could go get a job anytime they wanted to, all of a sudden it became hard to get a job, and so it became an employer's market. And so we feel it's a recession-resistant business because
right.
people are still going to be hiring. It's just they're going to cut
mm-hmm.
loose the dead wood that
sure.
they have in their companies currently and replace them with somebody that needs a job that's maybe even more qualified. So we think it's a great residual business.
That's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Dave, we call them aspiring. For me, most of them have it in their mind that, you know, they do want to get into franchising. What do you look for then in your prospective franchisees? Is there anything that you specifically look for?
We do. It's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that when folks call in, a lot of times they want to know, can I do this part-time? This is not a part-time franchise. So we're looking for
right.
full-time owner-operator.
Mm-hmm.
And the key being full-time owner-operator, meaning that we want the franchisee to know this business backwards and forwards. And we
sure.
know they may want to have 5-10 locations down the road, but before they can get to you know, the running stage, they got to walk and prove that they can operate one.
Right.
But we also want them to have a sales and marketing type of background. If you're afraid of sales, then this is going to be a tough business because that's what we do is we're approaching businesses
right.
and we're networking, so they got to enjoy networking at trade associations like Manufacturing Association, Car Dealer Association. We have a big group we're part of called SHRM, which is that Society of Human Resource Management.
Mm-hmm.
These are great places for us to network, and so they've got to be comfortable with that. They've got to have good customer service skills, you know, being customer service oriented because we are serving the public. And then lastly, we're looking for somebody that has a passion for our business, not just, you know, can they pay the fee,
right?
You know,
right.
can they buy the franchise? That's not that exciting to us because we want a long-term relationship where
sure.
we kind of look at it as a marriage that they're not just buying in and they're finished. We want to have a great relationship where they love the business and they continue to grow. So that's our
great.
Perfect candidate.
Is it or can it be, it sounds like it could be the potential for like a home-based business, Dave? I mean, where an office is not necessarily required. How does that work?
Yeah, it's actually the opposite. Office is required, but
okay.
it's not a lot of space. They only need about 800
right.
to 1,000 square feet.
Okay, good.
Home-based, it's not a good fit in the drug testing business because these companies
right.
want to know they have a solid place that's open that they can send them to every single day. They wouldn't want to send
right.
them to someone's house.
Of course.
But so, yeah, it's a brick and mortar, but we're talking 800 to 1,000 square feet. It's got a lobby,
right.
a couple of testing rooms, a couple offices. So we don't take up a lot of it's not a big footprint, which keeps
right.
our utilities and our operations costs low.
And location is probably not a big factor either. It's not like you have to be on, you know, Main Street USA either, right, Dave? It's you know, look, you don't need that with the fastest labs, would you?
You don't. We actually help with that,
yeah.
You know, figuring out where you're going to want to go. We do a pretty extensive demographic study where we want to see at least 100,000 in population and at least 7,500 businesses within
mm-hmm.
a grouping of zip codes, and then we'll put our franchisee right in the middle of that that demographic study so that they've got a good base of customers right around them.
That's great. How does the training work, Dave? I mean, once you decide, you know, they are a fit for Fastest Labs, you know, and they like you, you like them,
yep.
Do they come to headquarters? Is that how it works for training? Or
they do. They come to San Antonio,
okay.
The most romantic city in Texas, they say, and because there's a real love for the military here, and it's
right.
just, we have the River Walk, but people love, they love coming to training, and we have trouble making them leave because we treat them like family while they're here. We really get to know them during training week. There's about 2 weeks of training before they come here, and then they're here for a week, and we take care of the hotel and their, you know, breakfast and lunch and graduation and their certifications, because they don't have to have any medical certification to do this.
Right, right.
But they have to have a certain type of certification, which we make sure that we get them trained. But we have a great week, and we really look forward to it. It's our favorite thing is training week.
That's great. If you could look into a crystal ball, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road, Dave, I mean, where do you see Fastest Labs?
I would say give me 3 to 5 years. With what we're planning right now, I believe we'll probably be between 150 and 200 locations. We're real careful about
mm-hmm.
how we grow because we don't want to grow so fast that we can't support our franchisees.
Right,
so
right, of course.
As we grow, we put in more support staff and more technology. So it's very controlled growth, but I think that if, you know, 3 to 5 years with the pace we're starting to set now, I really think that we could turn it up and be just fine and still hit our objectives.
That's terrific. How can our listeners get more information on Fastest Labs as a service and, of course, as the franchise opportunity, Dave? Is there any websites that they can go to or any numbers they can call?
Yeah, the phone number, if they want to call direct, is it's area code 210-641-1006.
Okay.
The best way to do this, because we do get a lot of calls, is to go on line, go to fastestlabs.com/franchise.
Okay.
And it actually lets them click on a form, a very short form, and they'll get an immediate email with a time slot they can pick from my schedule, because they'll actually visit with me. I talk to every franchise candidate.
Okay.
What happens is they can pick from my calendar and pick what day and time they want, and they get a confirmation.
Great.
And then we have our first get acquainted call, and we find out if it's a match. If it's a match, we continue our 9-step process. If at any point it's not a good match for them or they're not a good match for us, we agree to hit the pause button, and everybody's
mm-hmm.
happy.
That's terrific. Well, I think this is a great opportunity. You know, I love the market potential and the industry itself. I just think it's a great service, Dave. So it was great to have you on the show, and I'd already like to invite you back, you know, over the next year or so as you continue to grow, because I think this is a wonderful opportunity.
That'd be great, Marty. Appreciate you having me on today.
It's been my pleasure, Dave, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment 2, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919. Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the President of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Well, one of the shows I strongly recommend listening to if you're an aspiring entrepreneur is Stop Riding the Pine. And the show is hosted by Jamie Jay, and Jamie is an amazing interviewer. He speaks with entrepreneurs on a variety of topics, and I had the pleasure of appearing on Stop Riding the Pine, and one of the topics that Jamie and I were focusing on were key elements to successful franchising. So this particular clip of Great Quote in Franchising, we're going to call this There's No Creativity in Franchising, and we're going to explain why. What do I want this franchise to do for me? You know, why are you considering getting into franchising? Because, you know, a lot of times people that get into franchising, Jamie, I think probably should not get into franchising. They'll go into it for the wrong reasons. Well, they'll see the success of one franchise and they'll say, God, I wish I owned one of these. But
right,
that doesn't mean that they should necessarily buy into a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. And sometimes they go into the wrong franchise opportunity. So they might be suited for a franchise, but they're getting into the wrong franchise, you know? So I think you really have to be open, you mm-hmm. know, to all the different categories that are out there. Again, going deep within yourself and asking yourself, what do I want this franchise to do for me? If you don't want to work on weekends, you know, then you know, don't get into, you know, one of these like children franchises where they're real busy on Saturdays or Sundays, you know. So you have to say, you know, what do I want it to do for me? You know, and you ask yourself those deep rooted questions.
Perfect. I think that's huge. It's very important for people to not jump into something.
Absolutely, because it's expensive too, Jamie. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you're signing a 10-year contract, you know, which mm-hmm. is 10 years of your life. You know, it's a long time, isn't it? I mean, it's
oh my gosh.
Like, I won't compare it to the sanctity of marriage, you know, but
right.
sometimes it goes further than that, you know. I mean, having that 10-year commitment, you know, so it is a very big commitment financially. It's a big commitment. I think you have to have the support from your family, you know, whether it's your wife and your children, because the first year, typically from what I've learned in doing this show such a long time now, is it takes a long time to get it off the ground. Even if it is a Subway franchise or, you know, a very recognizable brand name, you're still going to be putting a lot of work into it, you know. So
right.
you might be missing that time from your family. And you know, sometimes people get into franchising for the wrong reasons as well. Maybe they'll have a bad day at work, you know, and they say, oh, I hate my boss, you know.
I'm out of here.
I want to be my own boss, you know. And, you know, again, franchising may not be the best alternative for that type of person. You know, there's so many different types of levels of entrepreneurship. You know, franchising is just one. I mean, you could just initially start your own business where you get to be the creator. You know, there's no, I hate to say this, but there's no creativity in franchising sometimes. You know, I mean, you have to follow somebody else's
creation, and that's okay for some people. You know, for me, it wouldn't be. You know, and I'm assuming in getting to know you over time, you know, you might have trouble with that as well, because again, you like to create. You know,
I couldn't get outside of the structure, but I understand why that would be a good thing, because
exactly,
okay, they've been there, they've done that. You won't make the same mistakes that the original franchisor made, because they found the solutions along the way, and that's part of the attraction for franchise.
Exactly. I published, it sounds like I'm bragging, Jamie, but I just got one of a paper published in.
You deserve it.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Jamie Jay of Stop Riding the Pine, all you have to do is go to stopridingthepine.com, and you can hear the whole podcast. And lastly, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine that we've been doing it now 10 years ago. It was one of the things I was talking about with Jamie on the show, is the longevity of the show. Is, you know, what started out to be a one-month project turned out to be 10 years. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast and making it such a success. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.